Private schools in Geneva are fighting a new cantonal law, which is designed to align the public and private sectors, but it's been done at very short notice. I spoke to Sean Power, president of the Geneva Association of Private Schools, who tells us what the law means for them.
I'll start with the first thing. There's what they call une refonte du règlement de l'enseignement privé. So it's a revision of the rule of law regarding private schools or private education in Geneva. There's a proposal to modify this rule, which will essentially as sort of severe implications for private education and private schools in the canton. There are two things. One, we're treating two things separately. The first thing, although it is part of the overall revision, concerns the change of age in which we can accept children into nursery and primary education.
Right, because that's
so
going
up
to
then. Now.
Yeah.
Up to now, I mean, in Swiss law, the child, or in Geneva law, the child has to have, or you know, hit its third birthday by the 31st of July. And in order to accommodate systems whereby, you know, educational systems such as the French system, German systems, some Anglo-Saxon systems, where children start earlier, there's been a derogation, how do you say that?
Derogation, yeah, exactly.
A derogation, which gives us, which has allowed us to welcome children within their third year up to the 31st of December. Now, what they're trying to do, what they've decided to do is, or the one of the proposed, the desire, if you like, of the state councillor, is to align the private and the public systems. So there seems to be an attempt within this move, which is actually, you know, comes out of the whole reform, which I'll tell you about in a moment, to sort of just bring everything into line with the public system in Switzerland, which of course is, you know, completely out of touch with the reality of what education is in Geneva.
Yeah, because as you say, you're running different syllabuses and stuff like that, aren't you?
We're running different syllabuses, different systems. I mean, so it has that implication. There's no, you know, she talks about it being, you know, to bring things into line with the reality of the canton of Geneva, but she's clearly out of touch. The educational reality of our canton is this diversity and this complementarity that we have with between private and public systems. And, you know, it needs to be outlined that this whole area of complementarity is actually in the Geneva Constitution. Private and public schools are seen as complementary. That is something which is in the legislation. And by aligning this, she's not only, or for the government, I'm going to say she, the government is not only, putting private schools in peril because we can no longer take those students. That means that classes would close. Teachers potentially would lose their jobs. It's got severe implications. Plus, you know, children who do come to our canton and want to integrate a system other than the Swiss system for perfectly legitimate reasons, because they've come from another system or they'll be moving on to another system, will be unable to do so within the age that they would normally do it. So that's, you know, serious implications for the functioning of the school and for, you know, children's education. Now, the other thing, those children, what could they do? I mean, if they're local or whatever, they could look for places in creche, because that's the age that they would be, you know, within the Geneva system, they would be an age where they would join a creche. But probably, as you know, we're already 3,000 places short in Geneva. So the idea of actually finding a place in a creche is nigh on impossible. And there again, you know, there are implications not only on an educational level, but, you know, on the level of what do parents who are working and need childcare do?
The social level as well, you know, and that's
the
actually
social going, level as well.
That's going to increase costs for the canton as well, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, there are these implications, and if that, as I say, this is where we're focusing on this in particular as a separate issue, although it is part of the overall revision, because the law was changed on the 22nd of June 2022. The private schools were informed on the 12th of July, so bang in the middle of the summer holidays. But with the proviso that because it was a late announcement, we could carry on with the children that we got enrolled for the September rentrée, the September going back to school of this year. Now, that's only part of the issue because, as you know, in private schools, we enroll children 2-3 years in advance. What happens now to those children, and what happens to people who are coming into the canton, or quite simply, you know, Swiss local people who wish to choose another system, which it is their right to do so? You know, this whole idea of complémentarité is in the Geneva Constitution, and people have a right to choose the system that they would like their child to be educated in. So lots of implications around that one, and an immediate impact, because obviously it could impact on the coming school year. Within the overall reform, it's very much of the same same feel. I mean, what we're really sensing is there's this wish to align the private and the public system, and really for the state to have much more of a say in the way that private schools are actually run and governed. So, for example, if you analyse some of the articles that we've been looking at with, you know, the AGEP committee and with our lawyer, you know, the revision of this rule would, for example, if it went through, give the state the right to validate the nomination of a school director. It would give them the chance to validate any changes to our legal status. They also want to, in one article, align the training that teachers receive. So all teachers who teach would have to have Swiss equivalent qualifications. Now, obviously, you know, all of our teachers within our private schools are qualified and competent, but we recruit teachers according to this, you know, very often in line with the systems and the methodologies that you know, we run within our schools. So that would also block us on recruitment. It would have severe implications on the running of the school and the functioning of the school. There are other, those are three main examples. There are others as well.
Yeah, you said to me, Sean, that the law was changed in June, and then you weren't told until July. I mean, did you know that this? Well, did they inform you that this law change was coming through? Has it been a big surprise to you when they suddenly said, "Oh, no, the law's changed"?
This is a surprise. The particular one about the 3-year-olds. The entry of children into school, from at 3 years old and the date at which they can join, was a surprise. That, as I say, is part of an overall revision, which is actually in consultation at the moment. But to give you an idea of how this consultation is working, we received the consultation papers on the 26th of January with a request to return them to the Education Department by the 24th of February. So an extremely short timeline. And within that timeline, 1 week of holiday. It's a document that needs to be examined very carefully. We've been working with the AGEP lawyer on this document. It's a very detailed document with lots of implications. That is not a correct, you know, or admissible timeline to do justice to this issue.
So you've got a lawyer. I mean, what's your first step? Are you trying to give yourself a bit more time before fighting this deeper later on?
Well, we've taken various steps. I mean, we're actually fighting this or opposing this on a judicial level. So we've worked with a lawyer in order to point out what we think is unacceptable, you know, according to the Constitution and you know, the legal framework. On one side, we also have political support from various politicians and parties within the canton, and there is a move by some deputies in the Grand Conseil to present a revision or a modification of the law, which would in fact bring things back to as they were before. And that will be being discussed, debated, and hopefully voted this week. So we'll have a much clearer picture in the very short term. I think you've been looking at the press today. So you've seen that, you know, from the press conference we had at the AGEP yesterday, there's been very clear reporting. And I think you'll find within the different articles, whether they be from the various sources, there is an awful lot of support for the arguments that our association is putting forward.
Well, I mean, the question, I mean, the big question I've got, frankly, is why has the canton decided on this alignment? I mean, what's their driving force on that? Why now? Why not, frankly, 50 years ago, if they are so concerned by this?
I mean, this is the question we're asking too.
Right.
We had a system where it's clear because of the nature of education in Geneva, because of the variety and the richness of, you know, the offer of education in Geneva, there was a derogation, you know, around the Swiss entry, the Swiss framework. But it was clearly a framework that worked and worked for everybody. So we're at a loss to understand why this change has to go through and why it has to go through now, and certainly under the conditions under which it's trying to be pushed through.
And so it's quickly clearly, as well.
Yeah, it's clearly, I mean, we're coming up to election time. This is clearly, in our view, a wish, a volonté of the state councillor in charge of education at the moment, and something that she would like to see go through before the end of her legislature, before the end of her time in government. It's clear that over the last years, we've had a lack of dialogue and a lack of contact with this particular state councillor, which was something that, you know, we didn't have in the past. We've always had very, very good contact with the people in charge of the education department and the state councillor prior to the one who's in power at the moment.